The Magical Falcon 2. The Falcon in Chains by Peter Gotthardt. Narrated by Jennifer Wagstaff. The Falcon and His Friends. Carvalho. He is a foreign prince who can turn himself into a falcon. He flies from world to world in order to find Xintra, where his people, the Wanderers, belong. Now he has got three friends on Earth. Monica. She likes to know everything about others. The things she can't get out of them, she tries to guess. Sigurd. He likes to know all sorts of things. What he does not know already, he finds online or at the library. Sandra. Sandra is Sigurd's baby sister. She wants to be a part of everything, but she is better at interfering than at thinking before she acts. Chapter 1. I am bored, Sandra sighed. She lay relaxed in the sofa with a remote in her hand. It poured outside. She zapped a bit, sighed again. Zapped some more. I am bored, Sigurd, she repeated, a bit louder this time. Sigurd grunted from the computer. He was surfing around on the internet to find something about Xintra. He didn't expect to have any luck. Carvalho's world was incredibly far away. No one on Earth had heard about it, except for himself, Sandra, and Monica, the girl next door. But at least it was a way of passing time. Hey, I am extremely bored, Sandra said. Sigurd began to worry. When his baby sister was bored, she was capable of anything. Then his cell phone rang. He's here, Monica cheered. He's back. I was out on our porch when this large bird came flying, a falcon, Sigurd inserted. And suddenly, there he was, Monica continued. Prince Carvalho, and he asks for you. He does, Sigurd said excitedly. We will be there at once. Sandra had heard it all. She was already on her way to the house next door. Sigurd ran after her through the rain. Monica waved at them to come up onto the covered porch. There Carvalho was. He was just as elegantly dressed as the last time. He bowed to them and said, "It's my pleasure to meet you again. I wasn't counting on coming to Earth for a while, but something terrible has happened. My sword, Sunglitter, is lost. Could I have lost it here?" "It's here," Sandra said. She gave him the golden jewel pin, which had the ability to turn into a sword. "What luck," Carvalho exclaimed. "Without Sunglitter, I feel almost naked. It has saved my life many times." "But how? The pin was on the ground. You've probably dropped it," Sandra said with the most innocent voice she could muster. "I must have," Carvalho said, "even though I always stick it firmly into the jerkin." "Yes, it was kind of difficult to get off. I had to—" Sandra interrupted herself and sent him a scared look. "Just admit it, Sandra," Sigurd said strictly. "You took it." "Not really," Sandra defended herself. "I didn't do it to keep it. I was going to give it back to him, right?" Carvalho looked puzzled at her. "Sandra took Sunglitter to get you to come back to us," Monica explained. "Because I so want to